Hey, welcome to Throwing Mountains Weekly Strength. I'm your host, Chris Bollinger. For the next 10 minutes or so, we're going to be drawing strength from the Bible. I encourage you to make this a daily practice on your own. This is episode 1.2, God in the Day-to-Day, Conflict. The Bible passage for this episode is Romans 12, 17 to 19. I'll read it from the NIV, the New International Version. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, "It is mine to avenge, I will repay," says the Lord. If you saw the image that goes along with this episode, then you notice that it contains a cowboy on horseback. That's a nod to the film Silverado, which I discuss in my devotion on the topic of conflict in the book 52 Weeks of Strength for Men. I use a lot of film references in my devotions. One reason is I love well-made films, and a lot of other guys do too. So film references provide a nice way to connect with other guys around a shared experience. A more important reason that I use film references is that films tell stories, and I am drawn to stories. You are too. We all are. Shane Suter, a producer and director, made that case in an interview that I did with him about 9 years ago. Here are a few excerpts from that interview.
In the conference that I attended that you hosted, I took Finding Nemo and The Matrix, what people would think are two radically different stories,
right,
and proved scene by scene that they are the same story. And in the proving of that, I think also shed light on just about any story you could think of. You know, if story is a thing, a specific thing, and not something that's changeable depending on who's telling the story or what is the nature of the story, but if story is what story is, seemingly not chosen by man, but existent all by itself, then it has to serve a function. And I really believe that God built story specifically to be the language of our hearts. God has essentially conditioned us to respond to story so that in those elements of story that we say yes to, that we're believing in, that we are inspired by over and over and over, in those elements, we see God's story when it's presented to us. And instinctively, on a heart level, something in us goes, yes, yes, that's true. I've always seen that. I've always felt that. And when we recognize God's story, we can begin to find our place in it, which is what we always want to do.
Today, we'll focus on the character in Silverado played by Kevin Kline. The character's name is Payden, and Payden has mastered the art of avoiding conflict. Payden doesn't avoid conflict all the time. If you attack him, he'll defend himself. If you steal from him, he'll confront you. But if your actions don't affect him directly, then Payden probably will look the other way. The sheriff of the town of Silverado, Cobb, is someone with whom Payden used to ride. Cobb is being paid off by Ethan McKendrick, who runs the town and gets rid of anyone who gets in his way. When some of Payden's friends cross McKendrick, Cobb, after giving Payden a big bonus, has a conversation with him. "The fellows you came to town with are causing some trouble," Cobb tells Payden. "It's going to take a little straightening out. I have responsibilities. I want you to understand it has nothing to do with us." "What is it you want from me?" asks Payden. "Nothing. Do nothing. Don't get between us." "I'm a great believer in doing nothing," says Payden. When it comes to conflict, I'm a lot like Payden. If I can avoid it, I do. I even avoid confrontation that may lead to conflict. That's a good way to keep the peace, right? I can even cite Bible passages that support that point of view, such as, "If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone." And in his Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said, "Blessed are the peacekeepers," right? Well, no. He didn't, actually. He said, "Blessed are the peacemakers." keeping the peace rarely involves conflict, but making peace often does. And conflict is risky. It can be costly. It can ruin friendships. It may cost you your job, or even more. Payden is unwilling to risk conflict with the powerful people who run Silverado until he has a conversation with Stella, who runs a Silverado saloon called the Midnight Star.
To my Midnight Star.
Cobb's using me to stop you. So good people are being hurt because of me. That makes me mad. Some people think because they're stronger or meaner, they can push you around. I've seen a lot of that. But it's only true if you let it be. The world is what you make of it.
I like your attitude, but it can be risky.
I'm ready for that. What about you?
If I'm ready to take the risks that come with conflict, then how should I proceed? It depends on who is being hurt and why. Jesus gave us clear instructions in two situations. The first is when the cause of the problem and the source of the potential conflict is me. I've sinned against somebody else. Odds are, he doesn't know it was me who did it. The easiest way to be a peacekeeper is to continue to hide in the shadows about what I've done. I can even tell the affected person that I sympathize with how he's feeling. If I want to be a peacemaker, though, I need to bite the bullet and follow the instructions in Matthew 5:23-24. Therefore, if you are offering your gift at the altar and there remember that your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First go and be reconciled to them. Then come and offer your gift. It sounds so easy, doesn't it? Just go and be reconciled to him. But the risk is that he won't want to be reconciled to me. I'll take a friend and turn him into an enemy, and he'll spread the word on what a rotten guy I am. But that's the risk I have to take. And the reality is that I'm a rotten guy anyway, whether he tells people or not. The second situation is when another Christian has sinned against me. The approach here is covered in Matthew 18, and sometimes it's called the Matthew 18 rule. Now, this is a rule that I really struggle to follow. When another Christian sins against me, my first action usually is to complain to my wife about what a rotten guy that other Christian is. I might tell a few other people, too, so that I get the appropriate sympathy from them. But I don't confront the person who hurt me because that's stressful and messy. What I should do is what Jesus tells me to do. Go to the person who sinned against me and talk about it with him, one-on-one. The goal is reconciliation. A lot of that is up to him. If he refuses to listen, which means that he's going to continue doing the thing that hurts me, then I have some other options that involve more people. But the critical first step is that very difficult, even painful conversation between him and me. And I have to have the courage to initiate that conversation and the conflict that is likely to result from it. I have to be willing to face similar risks when I see that someone is hurting others. Those risks can be high. Look at what happened to Jesus when he confronted the Pharisees and others who were abusing their authority and leading people away from God. But if I choose to avoid conflict to keep the peace, then the hurtful actions will continue and probably get worse. When I choose conflict, I need to work for reconciliation. I need to follow Paul's advice in Romans. Don't repay anyone evil for evil. Do what is right. Don't take revenge. Seek a peaceful resolution. It's not easy, but few good things ever are. Here's a prayer from 52 Weeks of Strength for Men that may help. Heavenly Father, give me courage when I should stand up for what's right, strength to stand down when I need to do that, and your wisdom to discern my place in any conflict. Amen. Next week, I'll talk about discipline. And guess what? I'll have some more film references for you. I hope you'll join me for that. Consider picking up a copy of 52 Weeks of Strength for Men as a resource on this journey. Have a good week, men.